Hi there. If you believe that yourself, a family member, or somebody you know might be suffering from traumatic grief, this podcast is written just for you. Everyone experiences loss at some point in their lives. In the wake of these kinds of events, people deal with those losses differently. Sometimes a loss is so sudden and tragic, the event causes an individual to experience feelings of trauma. This trauma can affect the way the person deals with and experiences grief. Normal grief usually comes in various stages, and a person can cycle through those stages over time. There are 5 stages to normal grief. The first one is denial. This is usually temporary. It is a result of the individual not facing reality with what has happened. The second stage is anger. This stage follows denial and is very hard to cope with. The third stage is bargaining. The individual knows what is going to happen or has happened, but is trying to negotiate a deal to prolong it. The fourth stage is depression. In this stage of grief, the individual usually understands the certainty of death and can become very disheartened because of it. And the fifth and final stage is acceptance. This stage entails peace and understanding with the individual. This is the final and closing stage of grief. When a person has experienced traumatic grief, they cycle through the stages differently. Those who suffer from traumatic grief get stuck in stages, particularly anger and depression, because their thoughts and memories of their loved one and how they died is surrounded by trauma. They are then constantly re-experiencing feelings of loss, horror, sadness, lack of control, and cannot think of their loved one without negative feelings. This limits their ability to find peace or comfort after this loss. Problems that arise due to traumatic grief include sleep difficulty, difficulties with school, irritability, ongoing anger, sadness, avoidance of friends, family, and avoidance of memories of their lost loved one. This presents additional problems, as it can isolate that person from their friends and family, the very people whose support they need. This may eventually lead to the development of another disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, otherwise known as PTSD. PTSD can cause additional issues such as anxiety and depression, and it is typically a more chronic illness, as it can last a longer period of time. There are 5 points to be aware of when a person or members of a community experience a traumatic death. The location of the death will take on great importance. The area may be avoided by some or memorialized by others. The second point is the person will focus on the deceased. They may have trouble accepting the death, asking questions, and releasing the guilt associated with the death. Thirdly, the person will feel a need to take some action. When people can reach out and give and help, it gives them comfort in the situation. Next, children will have different individual reactions. These could vary anywhere from nightmares to a change in eating or sleeping habits. And finally, limiting further exposure is important. Staying away from media coverage is essential following the death. The key to understanding traumatic grief is to provide support throughout the grieving process. If the grieving process is not progressing towards closure, and the person is struggling to deal with grief in a healthy way, if they cannot find peace after their loss, treatment through mental health counseling or group intervention may be necessary. Thank you for listening. We hope this has helped you understand a little bit more about traumatic grief. For more information about this and other behavioral, health, and safety issues for children, go to www.sbbh.pitt.edu. This podcast was written especially for you by Jocelyn Hunt and Laura Gillespie.